What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platforms on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about why narcissists don't like being alone. Why can't narcissists just stay alone, be alone for a little while? So, again, y'all, if you're new here, I legitimately am a narcissist. So, I can speak on this from personal experience that this is why narcissists move on quickly, y'all. This is why narcissists, like, regardless of how they discard you or you discard them or whatnot, regardless of the relationship dynamic, this could be your friend, like your narcissistic friend discards you and moves on to a new friend group or finds a new best friend really, really quickly. Or your narcissistic girlfriend or wife, husband, boyfriend, whatever, discards you, or you discard them, break up with them, and then they find somebody else really, really quickly. They move on quickly. Yo, being alone is just, for lack of a better word, I just remember, like, I tell people my story. Like, my wife left in April of 2020. I think a lot of people get my story a little mixed up here and there, because she hasn't left just one time, y'all. I think she left twice, two or three times maybe. But the most recent time, because I've been in therapy since 2017, I think people see the timelines. It's like, oh, she only left once. No, she left a couple times. She left in 2017, and then she also left in 2020. The most recent time in 2020, she left. Again, I had already been in therapy for 3.5 years, working on myself and whatnot. I had already been in therapy for 2.5 years, working on myself and whatnot, and she still left. And I just remember, like, just like, I knew it. When she left, I was like, okay, she's gone. She's not coming back. I'm going to move on really, really quickly. That was the first thoughts in my mind. I was like, can I be in this house by myself? The walls were echoing because the furniture was gone and stuff like that. Not all the furniture. Some of the furniture was gone. So the walls were, you know, the sounds were bouncing off the wall, echoing, you know, and stuff like that. I was just like, oh my goodness, I cannot be in the house by myself. My thoughts were going crazy. My negative self-talk was going insane, y'all. Like, most narcissists have hugely negative self-destructive self-thoughts. Like, our thought process is completely going to be mostly negative, y'all. Not what we lack as narcissistic people is the ability to internally validate ourselves. So we seek it from the outside world. We seek it from our partners. We seek it from social media. We seek it from friends and getting accolades and trying to be successful or trying to be handsome or beautiful and things like that. We need an extra. We need other people to validate us. So if there's nobody else around us to validate us, then yeah, we can't do it ourselves. So if we are not validating ourselves, or we can't validate ourselves, then the opposite is true. There's no validation there, so we're automatically going to think that we're pathetic people, like we don't deserve love. Like, this is why she left, because you're terrible. This is my thought process, y'all. This is why she left, because you're terrible. Like, you're pathetic. You're not getting your goals. You're not getting your dreams. You're a terrible person. You're weak. This is my mind telling me this stuff. This is my, like, literally, I have an inner dialogue. My inner dialogue voice is loud and clear. And I was like, I need to move on quick. I need to move on. But I told her to my therapist, and she was like, you don't like being alone. So, like, you have to face, like, if you really want to work on yourself, you really want to prove that you're working on yourself, stay by yourself a little while. Fight through that fear. And I'm telling y'all, the dark thoughts start coming in. I'm just like, oh my goodness, this hurt. It's painful to be by myself, y'all. It's painful for a lot of narcissists.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The people to be by themselves. So that's why sometimes you'll see them jump out of a relationship with you and fully throw themselves into another relationship. Because if I can love bomb the next person, if your significant other or your ex can love bomb the next person, the chances of that new person leaving them are slim. You know, if I can get you fully immersed into my life, hey, meet my kids really quick. Hey, meet my parents really quick. Hey, let's move in together really quick. Hey, I love you really quick. Hey, let's do all this stuff really, really quickly. Then I can get you. You know what I mean? Then I can, the chances of me being alone for a long period of time go down exponentially because I just love bombing a new person. Yeah, am I in love with the new person? No, I just love bombing a new person because I need somebody to be here to fight these alone thoughts. So when I was by myself after my wife left, I'm literally battling these same exact thoughts. But I just like, if I really want to be serious and focus on trying to be a better person, trying to be a better husband, father, whatever, I have to be alone. And y'all literally crying on the bathroom floor in there, begging and pleading, you know, mad at myself because, you know, my wife left. I was like, the thoughts I'm thinking out loud now, I'm by myself. I'm not trying to withhold my thoughts. I'm by myself now. So I'm just in there screaming. I'm just like, y'all, it's painful. It's just like, I think this is how it is. This is how I can describe it right here, y'all. And don't, like, again, y'all, let me preface this by saying, don't feel sorry. You can empathize with a narcissist when I'm telling you this stuff, but don't let this be the point for you to stay with them or go back to them because you feel bad for them. They don't deserve you if they're treating you terribly. They do not. Let me repeat that again. They're treating you terribly. They don't deserve you. They will weaponize your empathy against you and make you feel and try to harm you with it. They'll turn your empathy into a knife and stab you with it, pretty much. So yeah, you can feel bad for them or just like, oh man, this sounds like a terrible way to live. Cool, I understand that, but don't just be like, this sounds like a terrible way to live. Let me sacrifice my happiness so you won't be alone. Yeah, you can treat me terribly, but at least you're not alone, right? At least I'm doing good for you, right? Clap my cheeks if you need to, or let me clap your cheeks, please, please clap these cheeks. You know what I mean? Or please let me clap those cheeks, or whatever the dynamic is in the relationship. They're gonna try to do it really, really quickly. You know what I mean? They're trying to suck you back in there. But so back to the aloneness. What it feels like to be alone, y'all, it feels like the darkness is creeping in. Honestly, it just feels like I'm in a room full of light. Like I'm in the brightest room. When I'm in a relationship or I'm with somebody, it's like I'm in the brightest room ever. Like the room is just like fully lit. The room is like the surrounding area is fully lit. It's crazy lit. I'm just like, damn, this is the brightest room. Even though I might not care about the person as much, the room is still bright. If this person I'm in a relationship with, my wife or somebody like that, yeah, the room is bright. I care about this person, you know. But the room is fully bright. So when that person leaves, the darkness, that person was the light in the room. You understand that, right? That's why I said the room was fully bright. And the way I feel about this person, the room is the brighter the room is going to be. So the room is fully bright, but this person removed themselves from my life. Where's my light source? Because that person was providing me validation. You mean maybe, yeah, that person was providing me a lot of validation, external validation, because I can't internally validate, remember? So the light is gone, the validation is gone. So guess what? If there's no light, what creeps in? Darkness. It's like this room getting darker and darker and darker. The further away that person gets from you, the darker the room gets. So you know what most narcissistic people would do in that situation? Go find somebody else to brighten the room. Go find another light bulb. Go find more external validation. Go find a new supply to love bomb. So yeah, I got a new supply in that room. So the darkness is kept away. But I don't care. I don't. The feelings aren't the same for this person. Yes, I'm love bombing this person and throwing myself into this. But this person, you know, the room is not as bright. It's not dark, but it's not as bright because I don't care about this person as much. You know what I mean? This person is just a placeholder. This person is literally just a replacement light bulb. You know, hopefully I can get my old light bulb back. But this new person right here, is just going to brighten my room just enough so I can stave off the darkness. Because without that person, the darkness will creep in. So like I said, when my wife left me, it's just like the darkness was creeping in and I could feel it. It feels like I know. Let me go stop right here, y'all. I already know it's coming. Lee, hey Lee, I know it's you. That got you, Lee. We got your ass. Lee. We finally got you. That darkness that's creeping in. You said it, Lee. You said it. That darkness that's creeping in. That's the Jezebel spirit to come and get your ass. You devil bastard. That's the Jezebel spirit right for you. Gotcha. You said it yourself. We ain't say that. You said it, Lee. No, it's not the Jezebel spirit. I know it's easy to compare the way I describe it. I know y'all gonna get me for that one. I-
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, it is. I'm gonna finish my description regardless. So the darkness that's creeping in, which is not the Jezebel spirit, it's, you can feel it, y'all. It's like a weight. It's a weight. It's not just darkness though. It's the darkness with the darkness has like a voice, and it's saying all types of negative stuff. It sends all types of self-destructive stuff. It's telling you everything that you did wrong in that relationship, which is why the person left, which is why this room is so dark. So I'm sitting in this room by myself. The darkness is creeping in. And I'm look, we're not finding nobody else. We're not replacing her. I sat in there. I'm working myself. You know what happened when I work on myself? You know, when I refused to find somebody else, you know what happened? I turned on my own light a little bit. I didn't find anybody else, but I had just enough light in that room to stave off the darkness. Because I started to tell myself, like, look, you're fighting off. You're not going to go with somebody else. You're fighting. You're sitting here in this darkness by yourself being alone because you want to be a better person. And right there, to me, there was enough internal validation for me to turn on a little bit of light to stave off the darkness, to allow me to work, to allow me to, you know, continue on my journey, to allow me to plan another therapy appointment, and allow me to get my wife and kids back, to allow me to work harder and be better, and to allow me, you know, my light is not as bright as yours. I still can't self-validate like most people can, but I can pat myself on the back every once in a while. I can say I'm proud of me. I don't need other people to say I'm proud of you. I can say I'm proud of it. Does it still feel good for other people to say I'm proud of you? Yes, it definitely 100% does. I guarantee it. You know, that's why most narcissistic people seek other people's validation so much, because it feels good. It's like a power trip. It's like plugging into the charger. Your phone is on 1%, plug it into the charger, you get to 100%. The charger being social media, the charger being your, you know, fan base or followers or whatnot, money, whatever, success, whatever it is, whatever you plug it into to get your charge from, that's what it is. You know, as I tell people, like, I stayed off the darkness. I can light my own light up a little bit. I still have trouble. The room still gets dark sometimes. My wife's still here, so the room is automatic. The room that she's in are super bright. When I'm by myself, I have to be able to brighten my own light. I have to be able to internally validate myself enough to stave off the negative self-talk. It's still there. The negative self-talk is still there. It is, y'all. It just 100% is. The self-destructive thoughts are still there. But I stave off the darkness within myself. Most narcissistic people can't do that. They don't want to do it. I'm telling you, it's easier to get somebody else as a light source than to try to light your own thing. You know, light source is validation. It's easier to get somebody else to validate you than it is to do it yourself, because you don't believe it. Because it's like, it feels like you're lying to yourself. You lie to everybody else. Why wouldn't you lie to yourself, right? Why wouldn't you lie to yourself? If you lie to everybody else, I'm going to be truthful to myself. I'm going to lie to 100% of the people in my life. But me, I'm not going to lie to myself. No, narcissistic people lie to themselves all the time. And some of them tell a lie to themselves over the years, and they actually start to believe it. The little lies they don't believe. The lies that they tell to themselves over a period of time, over years, yes, they absolutely believe it. So that's why a lot of narcissistic people have trouble being alone, because that darkness creeps in, and it can be unbearable, and it's scary as hell. But that's why I am where I am right now, because I'm not afraid of the dark anymore. I got my own little light. This little light of mine. I'm going to make it shine. I validated myself. I don't need it. Do I like it? Yes, I like it. I love it. But I understand that no matter how much external validation I get from the world, I understand, because I've been in therapy for so long, that it's never going to be enough. And I'm okay with that, because I got my own little light. And this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Anyway, I know this episode ran on a little longer than normally, y'all, but like, I appreciate, if y'all made it this far, I appreciate y'all. Put a little light bulb in the comment section. I appreciate y'all. I'm super thankful for every single one of y'all. I really, really am, y'all. And I know this video wasn't on par with what I normally do, but I just felt like, you know, I had a good conversation this morning with a person on the 101. He inspired this. So yes, he, like, man, I talked to a man this morning, the 101. I talked to a lot of men, y'all. And he's dealing with a toxic woman. So yeah, shout out to my man if you're watching this. But yeah, appreciate y'all for tuning in. I'm super thankful for y'all. And as always, Shine your own light. Let your own. Ooh, that'd be my next video right there, y'all. That could be my next video right there. How narcissistic people take away your ability to shine on yourself. You know what I mean? How they take away your ability. Because did we try to take the light from you? Because you're providing so much light for us. How we take that light from you. So you can't self-validate yourself. You seek us for validation. You're giving us your light. Oof, that's going to be fire. This will be part two, y'all. This is part one. That's going to be part two. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace. Like and subscribe. Thank you.